Hello, Nerd Out listeners. It's Dave Zolotowski, and I'm just popping into your feed real quick to invite you to a special event that Spotify's got coming up on April 30th. I'm hearing this event will feature wizards and portals, but that doesn't sound quite right, so you've got a special guest to tell us more about it. Hey, Helen, can you tell our listeners a little more about who you are and what you do at Spotify?
Hi, Dave. Hi, folks. I'm Helen Greel, and I lead backstage engineering within Spotify.
Tell me a little bit about this April 30th event. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, for sure. The team is excited about this particular one. We've been doing webinars to launch our latest releases and products for quite a while now, but this one is very special because this time is going to be the new flavor of developer portal product, baking a lot of developer experience and a lot of expertise that we've accumulated for years around developer portal and platform engineering in general into this one product.
And how do people tune in if people are interested? How do people sign up or register? How do people get to this event?
You just go to backstage.spotify.com and the registration link will be up in the banner.
Tell me a little bit more about Backstage. Like, what is it and why do people care?
Developer portals right now is a space that is white hot as well as platform engineering. So we tend to think about developer portals in general as a window into efficient platform organization or as a central point where developers gravitate towards for running their daily workflows, operations, find documentation, find all of their components. But definitely there is no one size fits all approach. And it really depends on the context that you're in, on the industry that you're in. It's a really wide problem space, and it's a really wide product space as well.
And from what I understand, it's also a space with lots of interesting events aside from this one. I think you guys just came back from BackstageCon.
Yeah, we had a blast in Paris. It was the very first European BackstageCon, but hopefully this will become a new tradition. This was the third event that we had around BackstageCon, the third gathering, but the very first in Europe. So it was very special.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, I've been to the first two, but I didn't make it to this one. Maybe one last thing about this April 30th event. You've covered the portals part. Why have I been hearing about wizards?
Wizards is a really essential part of the portal product, and we've been getting lots of questions on how to lower the barrier to backstage adoption, how to make it easier. So that overall theme has been on our minds for quite a bit now. And the answer to that is basically a wizard or multiple wizards. I'm just going to leave it at that.
All right. So it's going to be easier. There will be magic. Wizards will provide it.
Exactly. You nailed it.
Perfect. Can you give me the registration URL one more time just to make sure we don't miss it?
Backstage.spotify.com. Go straight to the homepage and you'll see the banner.
One last thing before I let you go, Helen. Aside from all this backstage stuff, tell me, what else do you nerd out about?
The most recent thing in our family is the Raspberry Pi, programming with my kids. We're approaching the age when it becomes appropriate, and I'm using this as an excuse to just have fun myself. So if you ever have any cool suggestions for like add-ons to buy on Raspberry Pi or like the coolest sort of programming trends, just hit me up because I'm obsessed.
Great talking to you, and I guess I'll see you on April 30th at the webinar.
Thanks, Dave. See you there.